Blog Talk Radio.
Another day on Earth, and I always been having particular thoughts about certain things concerning civilization. I realize that there is much more to life than we are aware of, a lot of us. Hardly do we find people who we would easily identify as people with the heart and mind to live as a civilized person. We hardly find anybody. And what causes that? Well, what causes it? My view points to what happened in the world. What can we point to as problem that turned the world upside down. Well, something you read in the Bible about the fall of man. I mean, who really know what the Bible is talking about? And of course, when you read stuff like that in the Bible, the kind of impression it makes on we who hear that type of a statement and what kind of reaction we have about the fall of man. We will never know what the fall of man is unless we go historic. Only there, because nobody from back there alive to tell us. And if anybody around today has ancestry involved back there, the only way we're going to find that out is through history. So who is going to come and tell us, oh, our ancestors do this or do that? Right now, I am focusing on historic accounts that points out what the fall of man is, you know, and like the Tower of Babel and stuff like that. We'll read these things and see something has happened 100,000 years ago, and that's where we have to put our view. Right? That is where I have not found anything in history tells of any other occurrence that would be of such magnitude to lead us where we are here today, because we are confusion, because we don't have a foundation of, say, precedence, or those precedences that would give us the right understanding about where we are coming from and what makes sense for us to be in the situation we are in right now. We don't know. Because the white people did something, put them in the position they are in today. And why we, indigenous people, are in this situation today. So, what the situation is right now is, over the past 2,000 years, there has been a whole lot of crisis created, because there is what you'd call it now, an apartheid between the two species of people. Only two species we're looking at. You may see a lot of people in the world that look different from each other and stuff like that, but it still comes down to the historic information that all of us are coming from just two species. Two species. For the white people species, hominid, they are not from the other species. And the only way you'll have a problem to sort stuff out is in what these hominid white people did. They, the hominid, what they did to the sapien species and their offspring. We don't know. And see, the church absorb up almost everybody into this Genesis creation story. And I have not found anybody who came forward to tell me what they have learned about what happened back then 100,000 years ago. I don't see anybody to tell that. Always writing and have a lot to say, and we are put to be satisfied with just what we, the church, because the church, Roman Catholic Church, that's what is the church. It doesn't matter what denomination you belong to, you belong to one church body. So you can call it whatever, Pentecostal or Adventist or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. All they do is create different ideas and concepts and stuff like that in different church bodies, denominations. But you don't come off with anything else than you belong to a species. See? You belong to a species. Because whatever subgroup you happen to come from now, that subgroup only come from one species. So we're not going to have control over our lives until we know the history. And the history is going to have the bloodline where you come from. Now, the white people don't want that to be the jurisdiction for identification of bloodline. You see, that's the reason why they say they have a government and they're running the world. You wait until we come to that bump. We are there right now because that's what I'm talking about. Let's face the fact. White people don't belong to the culture of the indigenous people, the ethnic people. They don't have anything to do with these set of people because they belong to a different species. They don't want it to be known because they want to use the Bible and use Jesus to unite everybody. And they, who don't have no creation except evolution, Darwin theory, that's where they come from. Millions of years before the indigenous sapien people. So you will forever live and die in the white people church. Because what? They have swept away academic history and put that book to sleep by telling you Bible story. We don't exist. Most of the stuff they write in the Bible, it's absolutely a waste. Because the white people do not respect civilized law and order. They do not. And if you think it's a joke, look at America as a country. Is it? Does America have a society that establish civilization? Does it? It does not. If just like you have your parents, they are, you know, you grow up to see them. And they, some of them know pretty good how to grow up a child, let you have a peace of mind and hoping to learn things. And, you know, you do your best until they can go into academic school, higher, you know, to higher learning and to come off to a good person having good education and know how to lead your life. So what I'm trying to tell you is that something happened 100,000 years ago, and the way things are right now, we ain't gonna know what it is until we find the history, right? I have found history with a very significant occurrence, but long after 100,000 years, right? But something happened that people should have known about it, and they have not. I started to read World History textbook, and I see a coup in Rome, Italy, where these sodomite white people remove our king from ruling. I was amazed. I was like kind of a shock then, thinking that I've never heard of a king being, you know, taken in a coup, because who have been ruling the world to the time when this coup took place? It's the Elohim gods. Because prior to, we have the history to show when being of the hominid primates, that's in the millions of years ago, like from 3 to 4 million years ago, they are the first bipedal to walk upright. They are the species of the primates. Them, there was nobody else. You take the World History textbook and read it, you won't see nobody or nothing like living thing before the hominid that we record to make, you know, to feature as a being. Right, but they are not humans. But they are making all the trouble because they are trying to now push the indigenous people out of recognition. That's what white people are doing. All you see white people are carrying on here, you think that they are humans. Because, you know, parrot can talk. The bird parrot, you know, can talk. But they don't really able to sound like human. The human energy that you sense from the voice. Because if a parrot is taught to sing, it's not going to have a human voice, but you can hear the words. You can hear the words, right? Okay. So what I am saying to you, it's not why you think this preaching stuff, you know, we grow up with church and the preaching.
and they use the, you know, look, white people were not talking or doing anything civilized. And this is something that the world supposed to understand, that 3 to 4 million years ago, there was nothing civilized. You got to understand that. And you got to understand, how did we get where we are? And the best thing I know is 100,000 years ago, these hominid, that they were alone on Earth. Ancestor, their parent ancestor, 100,000 years ago. There were no civilized human being. But do you know, ...450,000 years ago, the Homo erectus. Homo erectus is the offspring of Homo, of not Homo, they are the offspring of the hominid. The hominid species, which is the first to walk upright, right? So today, only the history is going to make us understand exactly what that is when it comes to hominid. Talk about the hominid first, because they are the first hominid to walk upright. No human being never present. When you read now and you see they are calling the hominid that was around for millions of years, at least 3.5 million years that they've been around to where we are here today. That's a long time, right? Why are they, bundling themselves up with the species called sapien, wise sapien? Why are these white people that are under hominid primates, why are they trying to call themselves sapien people and call it Homo sapien? They belong to Homo quite all right. Them who never spoke and come to mingle with African people and get blood in them system that them children start to talk. They were not a group of people all along for over millions of years, like 200,000 years now, and the African people, breed up and a whole lot of billions of people in the world, but we are the ones who populate up the world first. They didn't have much of a population at all, although they were here before, because what? They were not civilized. White people have no civilization. They're still not civilized right now. And what I'm trying to tell you now is a kick out. They have got to prove where they have government. Because we have the government long before them can talk. Process is there for us to understand it. White people is no longer considered any government. White people are not civilized government. If they be any kind of government, not civilized one. White people are not human beings, and if you don't understand that, they will forever fool you that they're governing you. Look how far they have gone. The kind of world that they create over the past 2,000 years is a world where African people are dumbed down, and nobody out there, as far as I know, I'm willing to challenge No matter what you think, you could have a lot of money like Oprah Winfrey and stuff like that. You don't really have anything as historic information to prove white people are human beings. And if anybody thinks that they can show otherwise, always a pleasure that I give you the number to call me right now. If you move to do that, come in and knock down my position. I'm talking about what I read. And, you know, if I have to, like, learn that I don't know, well, I'll be happy to learn that. You know, because I have an objective mind. I can be convinced if I follow the rule I know on information by words, I can be convinced because I cannot break the rule, see? So if you're following rule more correctly than me, I'll have to give up to that. I'll have to give up to the person who follow the rule the best and get the fact. So what I'm trying to tell you, the time of white people rule is over with. Because now what is standing in the way is for them to prove that AD and Adamani is a civilized power on the planet to rule over people. Hello? Hello? I mean, you can make anything exist as long as, for some reason, it gets accepted. However, the reason why we have stop signs, the reason why the county, the United States have a government to make people stay in their place. You can't go all around and do anything or say anything. Even certain words or statements you cannot make. They will throw you in jail if you say certain things and carry on and say forbidden things. So your freedom of speech according to the United States, but according to their law, you have a freedom of speech, but it is abridged. It is within certain rule govern what you say. So if you're talking in a certain context, say whatever you want to say, they can't stop you. But if you come out of that context, that, you know, where there is no regulation, there is a type of speech that is regulated according to federal government. You can't just say any and anything. It's context that govern. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is, if they have a government, a complete civilized government, they would legitimately rule everything. Now, a whole bunch of monkey business is going on where we don't know what to do besides just keep on living. But somebody step up and begin to talk legal, talk law, talk jurisdiction of government. That's a different thing. Okay? If you have been established under government, what kind of government is it? that you are established under and, you know, set up bureaucracy and everything like that. What kind of government is that? When did that government first establish on earth? These white people haven't had any challenge. I don't see anybody challenging. And the kind of things that our indigenous people have put forth during the time of the KKK. Oh my gosh. You don't know what happened there. 100,000 years ago, these folks attacked the indigenous people coming from Africa to the Western world. Right? That's what happened. And everything went wrong from there because what they know to paralyze the brain of the indigenous people. And that's what they did. Now, you know, that's the beginning of an entity destruction, you know. You kill the engine that carry on things, that run the thing. You're no longer effective, you know, to carry out things the way it's supposed to go. Now, when you don't, when you become, let's say, come from where you didn't understand anything, if you've been thrown into a class where you're going to take a class, you know, going to take some lessons, you have an introduction. Introduce you to the subject matter. Your professor is going to, like, you know, open up and say something so that now you'll understand what this session is about. All right? So once you're introduced to the subject matter and what you are supposed to do, you know, if you don't get a preface and introduction, you know, it's going to be difficult for you to start and go successfully and complete, you know, the assignment. What we're looking at is we just grow up and see the churches around, but nobody has come forward to enlighten us as to what church is all about. No. So that's, you know, it gets a free pass. Church gets a free pass. And all the people who have been born under the so-called AD Anno Domini have no choice, no option. But you just believe that they are under government. It, you know, and it's difficult to conclude that, but when you don't have any assistance to enlighten you as to what's going on, it doesn't matter whether it's monkey a do it, whether it's dog doing it, or lion. You don't know, you don't know. All right. Well, I grow up, don't know. You bet. I grew up in church and everything else and don't know. And it's not easy, my friend. It is not easy. I have felt the confusion of people, including myself. No, look back in hindsight when I was like 17, 18, 19, 20 years or early 20s. And remember what my thought was like, my mindset was like. And know that it was a very, very barren time when it comes to have an enlightenment about the world and people. No, it was a barren, barren time. You see what I mean? And so it is. If you grow up a child and don't enlighten the child as to the way life is unfolding to them or to it, you create a problem for that child because the child is not updated on the passing day and the week and the month gone, right? And so it's like it is you are not getting an effect based on the day-to-day experience you have. So a year gone and you didn't know anything better than what you know, the year before. All right. So it is important that we are enlightened as far as time is concerned, and the people who are operating within the time as the days and weeks and months and years, they go by, right? Now, we have something now to talk about. We have the beginning. Primates began life when there was nobody else. That's what we have to talk about. Because we have to come to where we identify when uncivilized time existed. Uncivilized time means there were no human being around like today. This is what we have to talk about, because if we don't talk about things from the beginning, that's where confusion come up. And when confusion come up with you not prepared to know what you're going to do next, you're done. You are done. The problem with us now, we stuck with these white people who are homosexuals, and they have done all sort of stuff to get us to the bottom of the uncivilized mess that is going on the planet Earth. These white people are ever in and endeavor to be like human beings. That's what they are doing. And there's nobody to show, you can't do that. There's nobody to say that. I'm saying it because I go to school like a lot of people. I don't learn a lot of things, but I learn some things, right? And one of the things that I learn is about law and order. And I'm going to read what is pertinent to us indigenous people, okay? And any white people out there listening to me, you need to listen, because you must know from now on, if you are not told, by law, you have no place in America. If you are a white person, you don't belong to sapien, you belong to hominid, primates. That's your parent ancestors. So no, it's not going to be business as usual telling you whether you have police or whatnot out there, but you are not a government authority in any land outside of Europe, you white people. You just do not, said the history. But time passed, where things happened back there, and now we only have history to reckon with. But you bet you just want somebody
to come across the information and know well what the information is and can tell when you ducking and make up all kind of sneer for indigenous people, the civilized people, and you're calling yourself the civilized one. I am Timothy Aldred. I born in and raised in Jamaica and come into America. And you know, that's where all our life is laid, is in the land that the Elohim say belong to us, not to them, right? Because into Europe, and they couldn't talk. So look, they gonna come out and now, and this is no joke. White people gonna tell the story beginning with 1.5 million years ago when they just left Africa and go up into Europe, where it states they are Homo erectus. Why? We don't hear nothing from them about they being Homo erectus in the world history textbook. I'm not joking. You may think that I am joking. I'm not joking one bit. These white people, I say, they don't have any government in America, in Palestine, and in all these other places like Rome and different places where they go and interfere with civilization. I am telling you right now, get out. It doesn't matter whether you think you are president or governor, and your establishment of government is not a civilized one. It's not a civilized one. White people are not civilized. It doesn't matter what you say you do, because it's right into the world history textbook now where you come from with this whole bunch of nonsense. And because people like myself who did not pay attention to what the history says, we managed to just get distraction from what we should be concerned with to things that are foreign to us and make no sense. That's what we are given to be concerned with. Like when we go to school in Jamaica, the white people, slavery place, yeah, they teach us about animals. They don't teach us about real beings. You see what I mean? All right. There's a difference between when you know and you don't know. And what I know now is that white people, Their days are over with. And I'm telling them now, get out of our territory. We want our territory for ourselves, and we don't want no fucking asshole in our territory any longer. You do not put your hands on our wealth, on our body, are nothing, because there is no history that put white people in a position to talk about you have right to go and invade and set up all kind of a societal, criminal things, and where you have a right to go anywhere and kill the African people, because that's all exists in civilization. And you come as a criminal
like destroy our lives, right? And you see how long it takes? See how long it takes? Yeah, it takes long. But I'm telling you, your law is for you in Europe. And you can tune out my mic as much as you want. It's not going to help you. Okay? Because there is something that you cannot control. You see, now these white people bring their indigenous people to adjust to all this old bunch of nonsense them have as AD and Adamani that don't come off of no form. A civilized reason, information. White people don't have no civilized. As a matter of fact, they wrote themselves down and talk about all the things that they write in the Bible about Abraham in particular. They say a God out of the cloud talked to Abraham, and we believe that. Just like we believe in wise men see a star and follow the star. Them kind of things. They're not true. We are sick. Our brain is sick. We are not the same kind of people that leave Africa 100,000 years ago. We're sick. And I can show you graphically that something is wrong with the African people. Whether or not you think that you're educated, you have money, you this and you that, well, I point out some things that with all of what you know and can do, I'll point out what you have not done. Whether or not you think about it. But what happened to our government? If you come from university and everything like that now, it's like maybe a few years or, you know, a year ago or so, but you're educated. Yeah. What is your thought about Marcus Garvey and all these other guys that speak, the Jesse Jackson and the Hal Sharpton and Farrakhan and, yeah, all of these guys. Malcolm X, too. Malcolm X was really, really trying to help. But he was ignorant. When I say him, it's not that I'm saying him and ignorance. I'm not saying he's altogether ignorant. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm trying to tell you about Malcolm X is more, I think, admirable than the rest of them. And, like, I would, you know, class him in the to be like Muhammad Ali, who was serious about the things or the conditions that the African ethnic people were undergoing. But these are two African indigenous males who don't know much, if any, of real history. You see what I'm trying to say? Because I don't want you to get an impression like I claim to be the all-knowing. No, I'm not that at all. And what I say must sustain as a fact. And if it sustains as a fact, you will have to take it in the context in which I am giving it. Why we did not achieve progress when we left Africa and come into the Western world. You may say, we made progress. We established a lot of things, yes. But guess what? While we were doing all of that, we were losing mental gravity. Can't you see that? If we were not losing mental gravity when we left and come to the Western world, How did these white people who still cannot talk the way civilized people are supposed to talk, how did they come to take over and start ruling and totally despise our government? Do you understand that? How come? If you think you, with all of your degrees, which is esoterical, it's not like, you know, the entire world or not like that, but what happened to Emperor Haile Selassie? What happened to him? He was a king. What you think about him? I'm talking about 100,000 years ago from when we have a dose of rhesus blood in our bloodstream from these sodomites. That's what I'm talking about. And what causes us, our brain, to go atrophy, to become artificial, retarded, and more things about our brain, you know. We turn reprobate. We don't know each other and all that. A whole bunch of stuff. We have lost. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? Yeah, a lot of erosion, all type of cockroach stuff full up our brain. You see that? Yeah. And I want to tell you the reason why these homosexual white people are progressive and come to the point where they are. It is because we don't have any sense, indigenous people. I mean, the kind of stuff that they do to us, over like the past, all around the world, but let's say 400 years in America. Talk about America, which is like, is featured more, you know, like the greatest country in the world, stuff like that. You see, with these white people who take control of every single thing that we have. But it traces 100,000 years ago. And it took a long time for ebb and flow, to bring us to where we are. These hominid people, how did they come to look like human beings? You don't know about that, right? But that's cause to make everybody understand. When them write a Bible and, what space did the Bible fill? It fill a space because we never have anything like church going on and never will have church. But they decided, all right, they're going to take the opposite side and they're going to exploit, you know, wherever them see any gap that they can fill. And since they're not going to have any challenge to where them say, except we are going to be affected in some ways, and if we are smart enough, we'll make a problem with it. You see, they can't cross and come into our jurisdiction because under law that exists, it has jurisdiction, and that territory must not be invaded. You know, you don't invade. Now, if you talk about people who are on, let's say, under the same government, if they decide to have thing with each other, they are under the same government, you know. It's just like in the home with parents and children. You know, I mean, the neighbor cannot come and resolve any problem, but there can be can be problem within the home, right? But no, you can't go to the neighbors to come and resolve the problem. Well, all right. If you want to talk about before any kind of AD and Adamani came about, there was kingship government. And at that time, there was no other civilized human being beside the indigenous human being of South Africa. There was none. The history is there to prove it. And it doesn't matter how much, it don't matter how much asshole these white men fucked last night or yesterday or last year. They have absolutely no government whatsoever that existed. They are here as crooks. They are here as reprobate, retarded mental. They don't have our brain. And they want to be like humans. And that's what they have. Right. Well, I am here to prove that. I am here to prove that. That they will have to show what happened to our government when they came out with AD Anadamani. Where they were. What kind of an individual identity they had 100,000 years ago. This is where I'm going to tell you that they drench us with their bad blood and nobody paid attention. You know, like if you get COVID now, you go get tested and they will give you something to, like, you know, purge out that virus. Well, it is similar to that when them attack our people and the sexual, you know, transfer that took place that make them start to have talking babies. All right? So they got talking baby, and what they did, they turned what you call it now, it's I'm telling you about the bad blood and how it affects us, unbeknownst to anyone, to take note that something is wrong with us. Over time, we, like I said, we atrophy, our brain go atrophy. Retarded, right? And like I said, we'll become confused. You know, our brain began to erode. So that today, we are reading absurd things that these sodomite people who want to turn human being, writing in a Bible about salvation, not Nagasa. And yet still, we accept and believe these things that are weird. It's weird that we come to not able to see a trap set for you and you go and just pick it up. You see what I mean? These white people come and talking about now they are human and in your face they're lying to you. In your face they're lying to you. And you can't defend yourself. Well, listen. They give us the concept, the church concept, that if you have money, the Lord will bless you. The context of our civilization is far above that. But that's where they bring us. You are misplaced with the concept of the Bible. And it is one that they began when 100,000 years ago. So they develop and learn. They go to our institution and learn to read, learn skills, artisan skills, okay? And they have brilliance. They are brilliant in a lot of things. But listen, they're not civilized. They're not human beings. They get a little blood that do something for them. But listen, they're not human beings. Okay? All right. So over the past 100,000 years, like I'm saying to you, Nobody is paying any attention. The world was not full of people like today. Okay? All right. But nobody paid attention that they from Africa to the Western and all over the world, we have white people disease going around with us. And the effect of it over time remove us from the kind of a person we were to what our brain have and bring us to operate today. Emperor Haile Selassie was a king, right? He's more someone who wear apparel that is saying he's a king. What about his action? Who started civilization with king? Who did? The gods. When? 450,000 years ago. And we were not created yet. When we began to rule, after 250,000 years, there was no white people around talking. A solid 100,000 years went by, and these sodomite white people did not say a word of human. They did not. And we have the history to show how it played out. If you want white people to come with their homosexual self and come mess up our civility because they have gotten so much injury that they done to us, if that's what you expect is going to happen, it's not going to happen. Okay? Because in as much as they like to go and fuck each other's asshole, we want our space, because that's what the history says. As a culture, we follow the same pattern of life. A person who is homosexual cannot follow the pattern of a person who is not homosexual. Just plain and simple. Okay? I'm following the history. And they don't care about following no history. And, you know, it is serious. Because anytime you become Christian as an African person, you become like white people and the way they think. Because the way of Jesus is the way of white sodomites. You know, they want, in as much, oh my God, if you think I'm joking, they go to Palestine where we settle down. And they come in and their objective was to take control of what we have. And they are using a kind of a religious kind of a thing, but not religious anyway, but they pick out certain things conveniently to make it appear that they are up to praising the gods and everything that they were doing. But look, it comes down to they began to reverse our thinking, because they come there invading us, you know, I mean, for thousands of years, and we leave them back there into Europe and come into the Western world. And it took a mighty long time for them to develop themselves to where they are, and they start talking, and the reason why they flourish, it's basically of their attitude and how they apply themselves to the opportunity that they found. They found we were able to help them to talk and to watch us the way we behave, because 3.5 million, 4 million years, they didn't know what to do. None of these, neither talk nor nothing. Okay? You will think that, well, who's going to pay that no mind and stuff like that? It's not a matter who going to pay that no mind. Because this is not something that is going to settle by we going and try to sit down and talk to these white people. No, it's curse them and let them start dry up and wither away. If we're doing the right thing, nothing to lose. We won't get nothing if we don't live the right way. Because if you want to go and follow them and think that, okay, you praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, you feeding the madness that I'm talking about. Because I say, our brain is gone. You don't have anybody. I mean, these are sodomites. White people, them are thief. Them thief everything. And they find out that our brain is gone. Because the first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa, that was what, I mean, make us able to step out and go off yonder place and settle down. Right? But we come here and the only thing we could do is do some things that that was okay. But we lose administrative sense. Can't you see? We are we are not civilized anymore in faculty. We are the creation. We are the civilization people. But our brain is gone. Because now we don't know when when we are right from when we are wrong. We don't know. And we trust them. This fucking ass. You know, I mean, these people, instead, they keep their fucking ass to themselves and stay into Europe. Oh, no, they find out now. Oh, since they give our people the first drench of them bad disease blood, they find out that the tunnel's full, that they could go to Africa and kick out the so-called leaders them out there and take control. And you don't, they're getting some money for it and everything like that. That's what he said. But these white people, you don't see our African people ever take front line and begin to renounce these white people for what they do to African people. You know, they don't say nothing. They're not ruling anything. Now, you mean to say, you don't hear Hope or nobody like that, and they ever get together and try to, like, you know, reestablish the African people in their land. No. They can't even do that. It's only up to money now that they are glorified, and because these sodomites are the one now that is running their style of government, they call democracy. You know, we don't have that kind of a nonsense in the world history textbook. But these guys don't care about our history textbook. They care about this Bible that they wrote and tell all the lies about how God worked with them in Palestine to that God would send his son, Jesus, to die for our sins and all that. You don't understand a puke what these people are saying. Because those things don't exist. Jesus Christ with 12 disciples never exists. But you believe it. So that level of confusion, it means that we are hardly using more than 10% of our brain. You don't see. Clear everywhere that we are not the same people.
But, you know, we were created by the greatest, the Elohim, the Anunnakis, right? We have king still reigns. And when you read about when they were unhurt and what they did, you know, it's not a joke. World history would not write a joke in there. The point is, we have the power right now to eject these people. We don't want them sign nothing, right? They come here and could kick out our foreparents out of America. That's been here, like in the millions of them, about some 12 million or so of them, right? And they could come here and kick them out and come talk about the establishing a government.
No, look, there is no civilized grounds for these fucking ass white people. They are not even people. Let's get down into it, and they're going to find out. If you are able, if they ever take you into a court, since as this is all a fledgling experience we're going through, they can't run their government if we decide to stand in the way like we're supposed to. They don't have a government. That's the thing about it. They don't have any means by which they brought civilization. And from the fact that they were there, make stone tools, couldn't do nothing, how do they come to have government? They think that they can just make up something and call it a government because they're not civilized. But they would like you to now obey their government rule. And they're not a government. White people, not a government. A federal government, nothing whatsoever. A constitution, no, nothing. But you can make nothing something if you want. Because your thought can put something into effect. Do you have right to do it? It's another thing. We don't want white people where we are. And look, you better spread the word. You see, because we have the civilized laws. They never, look, you don't see, and you should look it up. In the World History textbook, if you see white people, a civilized person, look in it. Look into the first four African place, country, civilization, what they are. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Okay? You don't see Europe in there? Until this day, you don't see Europe as a civilized country? It's not. You know, it doesn't matter what they try to write and big up Europe. Europe, in the report of the emergence of civilization in the World History textbook that tells you about government that is coming from antiquity and stuff like that, these people don't have nothing but their fucking old self, fucking asshole. That's what they have, and make laws to marry two fucking assholes. That's what they do. How much of that are we supposed to sit down and take? Yeah, but they would behave like they're better off than us. Yeah, you know what? They do that because we turn idiots. You see what I mean? And we don't understand the impact that they have on our downfall. And they would write a Bible and talk about a talking serpent who caused a problem. And the talking serpent only told the truth. What kind of talking serpent that telling the truth that the God knows the day that they eat of the fruit, they will have knowledge just like the gods?
right?
What about that? What kind of talking serpent telling the truth? If they eat the fruit, they will be wise as gods. When God came in and saw what happened, God confirmed that it's true and conceded to it. Now, what kind of God that? That's what the white people writing, and we don't understand. And they're telling you your mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible because they are spiritually discerned, and that the Bible is foolishness to people who have a natural mind. How can that happen? That's where we are, though. That's where we are. The point is, we're telling them, get out and go to Europe. Carry their Christianity with them because we don't want no more of these shit house fucking asshole white people Christian religion. All they do is kill us. We don't want no more of that. We don't want no more of that. Get out. Because all they began to do is use our own wealth, our own riches, and talk about the A.D. and Adamani. Where was Jesus found at? They make that out of their fucking asshole. That's where they make Jesus. Jesus and his disciples. It never exists as reality. I want to bring to your attention the history. This is serious authorship of Zachariah Sitchin. Zachariah Sitchin. And the title is Genesis Revisited, you know, because in the Bible there, you know, it's a treatment that gives us the right civilized information. And I'm going to read some of it to you from the book. And I may have a few other things to say. But let's go on with this chapter 10 from the Zachariah Sitchin book that tells us from the cuneiform Atraasis text. It has nothing to do with these white, slimy hominids. Primates, okay? Nothing to do with them. It's about us. So I'm not reading it to them. Okay? Because all they need to know is that go back, go fuck your asshole in Europe. Because there's no government on this jurisdiction of America. For who knew? Well, fuck asshole. Leave us alone. Now, this is what Zachariah Sitchin wrote. You know, they may be out there turning off my mic. But let me tell you something. You know, it's not going to matter in the long end. When kingship was lowered from heaven, from Nibiru, listen to this real, real, real good, because pertaining to what I've been talking about, it is detrimental that we understand the right thing. And if the right thing is not the right thing for you, well, go get it. You know what I mean? Go get the right thing. Because if you're stumbling and you have something that coherent and clearly makes sense, the most sense I know. All right, listen to this. We are the first civilization. White people were never civilized. All they do is kill and try to make themselves like human beings, okay? So you understand where I'm coming from? The Sumerian kinglets, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge. What transpired after the deluge? One was the time when the Anunnaki gods, and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. Now, between the gods and the people, in both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government. You see, that's where civilization is coming from. It's not coming from white people, because they are hominid monkeys. That's what the book says. Okay? I'm talking about the World History textbook. This is telling us straight as to what happened when the gods came to Earth and what they began to do. Right? And what they began to do, I must say, they began with the first day. The first day they came to Earth, that was the day, first day of the week when they came. It would later become the solar calendar, right? It begins with the first day of the week, right? And then 4 weeks became a month. That's the way our calendar, that these sodomite fucking ass idiots them come and change to moon calendar for the sake of Christianity. So if you don't understand that these people mean to really destroy our brain, why would they do all these things if they did not intend to let the Bible be a book that will land us into the mental institution? That's what they intend to do. And they wrote it also, otherwise, that I could show you, that they intend to totally destroy our mind and dominate us. Eventually, they can fuck our asshole at any time. And they must pass law in where we live and would want to tell us that this is their country. No, if you want to stay there and think all them kind of things there, pretty soon, that's what they'll take you and do to you. If you don't care about how we were created and the laws that we are under and go under them, them are write a Bible, and all the criminals are doing is exploiting us. First, something went wrong and our brain began to go down, down, downhill. We are at a bad, bad place in time. If you don't want to take opportunity to search and find a coherent story, then you're going to die and believing in Jesus, right? Well, I see something that does not compare to Sodomite Bible. You don't compare to that. So that's what my brain is doing for me right now. And if you don't want to do something for you, well, die, you know, and that's it. All right. Now, I'm telling you now what correct the nonsense that we have been in is this. He says, In both instances, the institution of organized society and orderly government, kingship, was stated to have been lowered from heaven. The emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. You know, if we don't pay attention to this story that tells us simply by the people who have to do with this story itself. You can go into South Africa and see where these gods had done their work for many thousands of years until they wanted to get help to work. We are who they create, not these white people. Not these white people. It's the reason why I'm telling you, you won't see them as civilized people anywhere in the world is your textbook. I challenge you. You challenge me something and see if you don't get beat up. You know, because I'm telling you, white people are making a big go at our ignorance. And I'm telling you that ignorance is coming from 100,000 years ago. Now, why don't somebody challenge me? Challenge me. These people are not human. White people are not humans. That's what they want us to think. And they are exploiting. I mean, if they can put Africa to sit down and, you know what I mean, whatever they're doing, but they are all full of Jesus, and Jesus never exists. No prophets, no nothing like that. It does. New Testament don't have no prophets in there. Although them I tell you about prophet this and prophet that, but you don't see no fulfillment of no prophecy about a Messiah, Jesus. None. And if it were a real prophecy, well, Jesus didn't give a damn about it. Because he didn't want to die in the first place. You read that St. Matthew like about 27 or something like that. Jesus never wanted to die. Three times he prayed to him, Father. That these if you think these white people are really smart, why would they write that God and Jesus decide that he would come and die for them? Why? I mean, the amount of foolishness that's in that. You know, wasn't it easier and a better thing if they, with their knowledge, foreknowledge, had just make Adam and Eve to obey them? They had the power to do that. Why didn't just make them, give them the power to obey what they say? That's all they want, is obedience. But they didn't do that. They give them stupid free will to do all kind of foolishness. And these people didn't know anything. They were not exposed to the world or anything like that. But they must set them up now like they developed their human way long time ago and to hell with God. That's what it's kind of bad. When I look at the kind of stuff that we're believing with the Bible, it's hard. It's hard to cope with. All right? But the point is, I don't need nobody else to talk for me. I'm talking based on what is inside of my brain, right? And how it come to be in my brain, because all of us don't have all of the same thing in our brain, right? So we work at what we are affected by. The thing is, it must be in word form. It must be coherent. It must be a story. But these white people are writing all kind of jackass nonsense, you know. And it's only because that our brain is gone off sanity.
we are very confused and we are disoriented, and at the level that we are supposed to understand things, we do not. You have a brother of mine with a PhD in England, out of one of their university. When he is faced with contradiction of history against the Bible, he just bluntly say, he's not into history. That's the way he get away from that. Now, how can a man with a PhD despise history? History is a record of the past. It don't say anything else. If you want to go out and prove certain history is not record, you can go do that. But that's a different story. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about history that you can go anywhere and identify what history is saying here. You can go to Africa, South Africa, and go see where the gods were working and dredging the rivers, 4 rivers out there. Come on. And back there, they want workers, and they make us the worker to work for them. And it worked. It's in the record. It's history. And you have a man who grew up in the church, don't even want to hear that. This is what I'm trying to say. We are in bad shape, but I tell you what, I'm telling you what I understand, and nobody refutes. So it goes on to say here, when kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list. Kingship was in Eridu. In Eridu, Alulim became king and ruled 2,800 years after listing other antediluvial rulers and cities. The text states, then the flood swept over the earth, and it continues. After the flood had swept over the earth, when kingship was lowered again from heaven, kingship was in Kish. From then on, the list take us into historical times. Although the subject of this volume is what we call science and the ancient called wisdom, a few words about kingship, the good order of things, an organized society and its institutions will not be out, cause without them, no scientific progress or the dissemination of preservation of wisdom could be possible. Kingship was the portfolio of Enlil, the chief administrator of the Anunnaki on Earth. Is noteworthy that, as in so many scientific fields, where we still live off and build upon the Sumerian bequest, so does the institution of kings and kingship. still exist.
Having served mankind for many millennia, Samuel Noah Kramer in History Begins at Summer lists scores of firsts begun there, including a bicameral chamber of elected and selected deputies incorporated into the concept of kingship, first and foremost among them, the need for justice. A king was required to be righteous and to promulgate and uphold the law. And it goes on to tell you that the Sumerians live by the law. I wanted to draw your attention to kingship and we African people. When you're out there and you are under the influence of the Pope, because that's what Christianity is and that's what the Bible is about. It's the Sodomite hierarchy. We are the victim that they come and invaded and kill and continue to hold our places hostage. You don't want to know that. If you don't know the truth, you know, I mean, it's not good. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. And this is a story I read all the time on the show. And nobody would call and say anything about it, my friends. Listen. Not a good thing, man. It's bad when our brain is gone. All right. Now, I play a little tune here and get a little breath in, and I'll be right back. And this is the Autumn Leaves, Nat King Cole.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. But autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. We'll be right back.
Okay. let's go a little further with this. This is personal and depends on what your heart is beating on, right? Genesis, God, Adam, Eve, creation. A lie. You know, this is the confusion that is really tearing people apart. Because when we are in a state of mind where we only know what we believe, you know what I mean? How, if a piece of knowledge don't come and begin to talk to you and help you to find what makes sense and things that you did believe, that not making any sense. You're not going to make it. You're going to die and perish with that brain that is just destroyed, right? So when you read Genesis, and that is where you get your satisfaction from, you won't know what I'm talking about. I mean, 100,000 years ago, what these white people did and why they are around with the church, and, you know, we think that the church is a real thing. You know, it's a sad thing because my parents died and they don't know that Christianity is just a faggot stuff. They didn't get to know that. So wise sapien human species history ID. We have the history to tell us how we were born 200,000 years ago. A full accounting of how, what species we came from, and that we are created from two types of blood. Okay? We indigenous people, whether it be Chinese or Indians, right? And the people who call themselves Muslim and stuff like that, they have been, you know, I mean, destroyed by the white people. The white people, they have our own wealth. Africa, give it to them to finance what they do. Africa don't care what these white people do to us. But if we come of maturity and know that we are the first civilized people, kick them out. Kick them out. Because they don't have any law superior to ours. Our laws definitely is to, like, lock them up and throw them someplace. Because they don't come from nowhere with no civility. White people are not civilized. They are not human beings. And now it's time for them to know that. All right. Yeah. If you know what I know, the Bible, you know, is not your book, really. You know, and there's no reason why we should be giving ourselves these type of, you know, we are losing ourselves. And that's not a good thing. But I came out after a while, though. I've been thinking, and looking at things until eventually something happened in my mind that I start to read. Now I can tell anybody that, look, you don't need to concern yourself with what people are saying. When you have education, you can read and find out. Well, nobody was not going to come and offer me these information that I read and find out myself. And anybody hear me talking, they're lucky to hear me because, I mean, I never lucky to hear anybody in this context. Open my eyes to fundamental things that I am supposed to know. On me to, like, want to know, and whatever I can find, I'm going to try and make use of it. That's what all of us are supposed to do. Okay?
And don't bog yourself down with just believing in something you don't know. All right. You were not born in no sin. You are not shaping in no iniquity. We have problem with the talking serpent. Who the talking serpent is? Are the white people then? And if you're going to go on and make it seem like it's some other God that you're imagining, no, that's not true. You got to have history to tell you the story and that for you to have confidence in the truth. Not Nagaso, where these white people set up and put it down into our throat and we turn fool and that's all we are capable. If your mind begin to like resonate to what makes sense, you devote to read and find more things out for yourself and you will never find yourself following church. Church is a misnomer. It is the white people sodomite, dear concept that, okay? And they set traps all over the reading path in the world for people to stumble and fall. If you're looking for coherent knowledge, you will find it, all right? Now, what I just mentioned not too long ago is that we have identity as species. And remember, I told you, we only have two species that we're dealing with. One is for the human being, and one is for hominid primates. We are wise sapiens, and there is something different. So I'm telling you exactly the past, what the world is the book tell us, what is going to tell you anything else. All right. By L. Orlando, 2021, City by 84. Okay, genome scale data have now been gathered from thousands of ancient archaeological specimens. And the number of ancient biological tissues. Let's hear what they have to say here on this species thing. How old is some of the evidence found of hominid species? Interesting that they're asking a specific question which lets you know when I'm telling you things, I'm serious about what I'm telling you, right? I didn't write this, and they are directing the question towards the hominid species, that I tell you more of what the history book says about hominid. They are the first, bipedal creatures to walk upright, right? Now, you see, they're trying to call themselves human, and that's not true. Hominid is not a human, okay? And you just want somebody who know what they are reading and able to is somebody who is able to be serious about the fact, and your people want to twist the truth. And if you are not very elective and subjective, people will get away with things because they try to push aside a fact like it don't matter and all that kind of thing. You won't keep on the line a fact and civilized thinking like that. All right. So how old was how old is the oldest hominid remains? Interesting. Sound kind of interesting to me. Anamnesis is the oldest unequivocal hominin with some fossils dating from as far back as 4.2 million years ago. For years, it has occupied a key position in the family tree as the lineal ancestor of Australopithecus afarensis, which is widely viewed as the ancestor of our own genus. You hear that? Homo. Homo. You see, you get Homo with these, with the sapien, with the hominin. The hominid, you get Homo, and it is these white men that phrase, this prefix called Homo. They do it, and then they want to use it on us and call us Homo sapien. We not know Homo sapien. And when they do that, when we don't, you know, let them know they cannot do that, pretty soon they use it for themselves. No sooner than they find out that we don't do nothing, they take it over and call themselves Homo sapien. So how do you get hominin to be sapien? Why sapien? How do you get that? You don't get that. So if they're talking about the interbreeding, illegal and wrong interbreeding with our ancestors 100,000 years ago, they're not getting counted as no Homo sapien here. Okay? They're not going to come with them Homo prefix and sapien. They cannot do it. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. If we African people don't take a stand, these faggots will turn us into all kind of faggots by the time they're done. You know, see what I mean? So if we make them feel like they can come and live with us everywhere we go, then that's what they're going to do. You know what I mean? Energy is in the way you talk and the way you behave yourself. And if we don't show these white people them, say, look, we don't fuck asshole like you. You have a culture of your own. Go stay there. Get out of here. But now is the time. It's not like it is too late for us to tell them. All this time we're running away from these people. We don't know anything. Our brain is gone. Well, we're making sense now. We're making sense now. And if it's I alone to make the sense, I'm going to make the sense too. You see what I mean? Because they can't walk over the truth that affects a whole species that they have trampled on over all these years, and them they become whatever they want to become of it. No, well, we are not dead. And as long as we're alive and we do the right thing, we are in line for something. But we're not going to make them say in none of our settlements, none of them, right? And I am not afraid to say that, because the law that exists, civilization, that's what is law. Is that their fucking ass nonsense about AD and Adamani? Prove AD and Adamani to be government, civilized government. Okay? All those days where them write all kind of nonsense and they just fly by and they call us their civilization. You know what I mean? Those days are over. So if they want to go out there and continue to plaster our people about Christianity, it's a sad thing for them, because if they want to keep the lies going against themselves, then pretty soon they will quail up and dead. Because who's going to, like, accept you, like, in time gone? In times gone by, when people think that what you're saying is true, they believe it. You come and hold up the lies and they can see it. I mean, they're going to still uphold it? No, I don't think so. Not unless their brain is really, really gone out of place. All right, now, how old are anatomic humans? Listen to this one. Anatomic wise sapiens. Remember that they are hominid, and they ask the questions about hominid. Right? And that they are coming from way back, like 4.5 million years. It means that they are not civilized. They are not human. And here I'm telling you, I mean, folks don't want to pay no attention to what I'm saying. Okay? But look, my mind is set on our relationship with our Creator. That's what my mind is set on. Right? And I think clearly that these white people, as long as we come to maturity and to take control of ourselves, they are not staying, okay? And we have what it takes to put them where they belong. And we start by doing the right thing. You can't give these faggots such support for seeding to put us down in the dirt where we don't have our own place. They come and take all things and AD and Adamani. And look, AD and Adamani is no more than some remains in some grave somewhere. You hear me? It's not even like that. Because AD and Adamani don't come out of anywhere that is sacred or, you know, are a religious thing. It don't come from nowhere. They make it up. Okay. Now, they only want somebody who know what they're talking about. And then they have to leave town. Leave town. And it for me, it is such a gratifying thing to know that as mighty as these white people claims to be, their failure don't cost anything. Easy to be toppled over because they can't tell you what AD and Adamani is. And that comprised the four corner square, these big round posts, columns. Yeah, I mean to say. The columns, they don't have no columns to support AD and Adamani and Igisus Pope Kalinda. They don't. And everything that they're doing, it's based on AD and Adamani, this Jesus that they're talking about, like Jesus is something. You know, now it's time that they must show what they're talking about. And clearly, they wouldn't be asked if all was clear. It's because there is nothing clear about what they're doing. And the time come now when we must tell them to get out. All right. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. And this is what I have. I don't see anybody visit me today. However, that's cool. I'm telling you now that may the good Lord help us to have knowledge of that which brought us about. You see what I mean? These people not brought about by any creation, and no one sought out to make somebody like them. Nobody don't show up who make them. You see what I mean? What about white people? They can talk a lot, but the only thing that they can talk about is that they love Jesus. They love Jesus. You know, where you get Jesus from? They don't. Then one like guy told me, well, I don't care what you read on this and that and stuff like that. I just believe in Jesus. They're not standing on nothing. You see what I mean? And what I'm trying to tell you is, if our people are educated with the truth that nobody cannot refute, you know, they call turkey. White people call turkey. The thing was for somebody to step up on the scene and say, hey, you got to go, man. Because your Christianity that you've been running havoc throughout the world, it's not going to do anything for you now because it's a lie. You see what I mean? It's a lie. And now, you're not privileged to stay in our settlement anymore, okay? So you look for your road to get out and go back where you come from. And you are on notice that you are not allowed to stay anywhere on our territory because we're going to focus on it, okay? We are going to really put you out by, you know, Ninurta. Ninurta is up there, and Zeus, and they know what to do with you guys, but they've been waiting on us because we are the blood representative. We have the legal, They call it succession. We have it. What are we doing with it? Honest fucking white people, they might talk about America is their country. What I'm trying to tell you is that we have energy to help us if we begin to go the right way. Look, that's the way I'm going. That's why I'm sitting here talking and passionately so, because, you know, I think that even one person hear what I am saying and began to help themselves with something that matters to them, because I do know that quite a bit of people have identified that I'm not nonsense. So again, it's going to take people with a certain level of understanding to make use of what I'm saying. Like when I talk about Pope apologized for sins of Catholic and over 2,000 years that they've been killing us, you know, and nobody pay no attention when I say that. So we're not going anywhere. And you go and you believe in all of them nonsense in the Bible because you think it's the word of God. I'm going to say, no, no prophet, no dead, no Jesus never come, no nothing like that. You see, these white people write all these foolishness for us. And I tell you, the more you learn, the wiser you get. And your heart filled with peace and justification. As long as it is the right thing. You go to school and you learn, get good education, and you come out and you are successful. Well, if anybody tell you that you didn't learn anything when you go to school, you don't pay them no attention. You don't pay them any attention because you know when what you learn works. And you know, it doesn't matter what anybody else say. It works for you every time. All right, so I want to leave that with you and hope that you be well. And hopefully we get to the next song. We'll get to the next. Get to the next episode. And I wish you well. This is a tough life to manage. But if you want something bad, is bad or good? I mean, the context of it. If you want something and want it everlastingly and put yourself to walk it down, you know what I mean? You will get what your soul desires. Outside of that, if you don't sow, you're not going to reap, right? Now, there's nothing that is more gratifying to me than what I'm talking about right now, right? So, to associate yourself with the system above you and the great lords and what can happen for your life, it's the greatest thing. I mean, that's what I wanted for my life from I was young, you know, until, you know, something began to happen in my whole age. Blessings to you. And we will hopefully be on the next feature. Okay, so I'm gonna go away with a soothing melody, okay? And I wish you well.
Mm-hmm.